Nancy Pelosi invites Planned Parenthood President Esso to guest. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 5, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited Planned Parenthood President Dr. Lena Wen to be her guest at Tuesday night's State of the Union address. As an immigrant, a mother, a doctor and the president of a PPFA, I am honored to attend #SoToo as the guest of its Speaker Pelosi, who is a staunch champion for women's rights, immigrant rights, voting rights and universal access to health care throughout her career, tweeted Wen. Planned Parenthood said in a press statement. Tonight, we expect President Trump to address abortion and reproductive rights, no doubt doubling down on the attacks we've seen over the last 2 years. Dr. Wen's attendance is significant at a time when women's reproductive rights are under constant threat, and is a symbolic reminder that majority of Americans support access to safe and legal abortion. Wen added her organization is proud to have Speaker Pelosi's leadership of a pro-reproductive health House of Representatives. And we look forward to working with her to advance a pro-women, pro-family, and pro-economy agenda that affirms healthcare as a fundamental human right, and women's rights, and all people's rights, as human rights, she said. In less than 2 weeks' time, Democrats at both the federal and state level have shown the lengths to which they will go to protect the abortion lobby. On Monday, Senate Democrats, led by Senator Patty Murray, DWE, blocked a bill that would require babies born alive during abortion to receive reasonable medical care and transport to a hospital. Senator Ben Sasse, R-NE, introduced the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, S-130, to protect babies who have survived failed abortions. Sasse went to the floor of the Senate Monday to ask his colleagues to pass the bill by unanimous consent, but Democrats objected. Last week, New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill into law that denies personhood to unborn babies. Under the law, violence against an unborn child during a homicide is no longer criminally punishable. In Virginia, a bill known as the Repeal Act, introduced by Democrat Delegate Kathy Tran and supported by Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, created a firestorm as it proposed to allow a woman to request an abortion even moments before birth. Democrats in Rhode Island and Vermont have also proposed bills that would strip most restrictions on abortion and declare the procedure a fundamental right. A recent Marist poll, however, found 75% of Americans want substantial restrictions on abortion, including 60% of Democrats and 61% of those who identify as pro-choice.